We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we're starting approximately 10 lines from the top. We learned that the machat that was found in the basar is metame the meat, but not metame the kli, and not metame the adam. And we said the reason is because it was going, the Yud Ches Dava don't apply to the yad, and legabi the machat, making the second tame, there is no mashke here, therefore there's no havimin to be tame. But the Gemara wants to know, what type of machat is this? This macha was tummy. We're still, I'm sure you're very curious, what was the macha tummy from? What was the tummy from? He found a needle in your bus. What's wrong with that? So the Gemara, it's a sewing needle. Who cares? The Gemara, how macha, my avidite, what was wrong with this macha? Inema sofik macha. If it's tama macha, we have a sofik if it's tummy or not. We have to assume a macha that's found anywhere is tummy. It's not true. But it's marav loz, rabbi yisi, rochanina, chadam aloy gozwa sofik arekans rishlaim. One man, the Yama says, a fact that we find spit in Yerushalayim, you don't have to worry it came from a Zava or a Zava, that by them, their roik is Tomei, it's Avatomei, you don't have to worry about it. V'chad Omar, another halacha, it goes well, Sophic Akeim Yerushalayim, you find the Kaili Yerushalayim, you're walking down the street and you find a pot there, you don't have to assume it's Tomei. No, so what's the problem here? We're asking, you don't assume that something is a Tomei. Omar, Omarav, Kengoin, Sha'av the loy machat tummy mace. The case was here, you yourself lost a machat of the tummy mace. That means it touched a tummy mace. It means a mace is a avi avay satoma, right, Maji? And a person who touched a corpse is a tummy mace. What happens if machat touches a tummy mace? He's a rishon? No. So we have before, halal, what? No, not avi avay either. It's a av. It's av. It's av. It's the same thing like the thing. It's the same like the av. So here, this macha was avatoma. And he recognized it. Vakira basa, he recognized it. So, therefore, he recognized it. And therefore, what happened was, is that the basa became tame from this avatoma. I can ask me, so then why isn't the person and the kalim tame? L'chaira, it's an avatoma. And an avatoma, it could make other things tame. Avatoma could make other tame. Teretz is that we're not sure it touched it. The Gemara's going to ask the Kasha, I'm giving you a little preview because the terrors will be that we're not sure if his hands or if the sakin touched the macha. The boss of sure touched the macha, sitting there. So that's the case there. But the case of the tumma of the macha was, it was a vade tummy mace. You knew it was tummy mace, you knew it, you recognized it. That's what the boss is telling me. That's one pshat. The second pshat of the Gemara is, Rabbi Yossi Ra'avna Makagoin, Shahisa Parachasuma, Uva'a Mechutz Yerushalayim. The case was, that it was a para chasuma, and it came from Chutz Yerushalayim, where the halacha is that machat found out of Yerushalayim is a suffolk tumah, and it's always considered a rishon l'tumah. So on that, we won't have the kasha that what happened to the yad and thing, but there, it was a machat that's a rishon l'tumah. It was found, it was a para that came from Chutz Yerushalayim. Chutz Yerushalayim, we assume it's tumah. People are not pure out of Yerushalayim. So therefore, you can assume the machat is tumah. No, it's a reason time by basa makes shani. A reason makes keli makes shani by basa. Only by keli or yadayim tame. But the first case tame is you have to know taka why not. There's another kasha on the first teretz or so. We'll talk about that a little later on. There's another question. But let's see the Gemara Vaita. Gufa. Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Chadam Olay Gozo Asaf Agarek Mishlaim. One said a member. This is Amarayim. One Amarayim said that by the way, Reik Mishlaim is not tame. It's tar. If you find a keli in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be assume it's tamei, assume it's tar. So Gemara is going to ask these two amarayim are saying mishnayis. Roikim tanina, kelim tanina. Both roik and kelim are referring to mishnayis. Why do you have to tell me this? The Gemara explains roikim tanina. The Tanan went to the Mishnah. Kol haroikim animtzim Yerushalayim. All spit found in Yerushalayim is tar. Tarim chutz mishal shuk elyon. Sides of shuk elyon. That's where all the tameim hung out. Bedavka, so they shouldn't have tamed their friends, and that place about the rake is tamed. Everyone else is tar. So what's this Amira teaching us? Either Rabbi Lozo or Reish Chanina, what's teaching us the first Mishnah? So the Gemara, let's read Avka the Schazak Zav. Their chiddush is even if if you see a Zav walk by, and then 10 minutes later you find some rake there, you shouldn't say that. Oh, if it sure came from that Zav, you still could be making. That's his chiddush. Break the mark, Kalim Tanina. That we said the Kalim is no chash, also is the first Mishnah. Tanan called Kalim and Himsa Mishalayim. Any Kalim found Mishalayim near the mikvah, Derek, you read the base of Tfilah to Bayim. If it's on the steps down to the base of Tfilah, it's Tameh. Hod the Amma, it's Mashma. Hoda Amma Tahir. So it's the first Mishnah that it's only on the way down to the mikvah it's Tameh, but everywhere else is Tar. Freit the Gemara, that's not a Raya, that Mishnah. You look at the Seifa of the same Mishnah, it says Derech Aliyah on the way up Tahir. It's Masma, only Derech Aliyah. But Hoda Amma, regular Keli is Tameh. So therefore, they can't bring a Raya from there. Ela, what this Amara is teaching us is, that's what you need the Amara for, is that Reisha is Dafka. Dafka on the way down to the mikvah is a Tameh, the Seifa Lav Dafka, and everywhere else is Tahar. Ula Fuke Nezaisa. Besides, for Nezaisa means there were small courtyards, Mavois, small alleyways that were near the Yerida and Aliyah of Tvila. So a lot of times people walk, take shortcuts, go through these alleyways, and in there it's Taka Tameh Mesafik. Only in the regular street do you say it's Tahar, but in Nezaisa it's Taka Tameh. Like upon him, that's how we just explained the Safak Reikim Shavshlaim, Safak Kayim Shavshlaim, what the Chiddush is of these Amarayim. Now the Gemara will go back to our Machat. Rav says the case of the boss or the case of the Mishnah is that he found it was a machat that was tummy maze and he lost it and he found it in the basa. Shavle machat tummy maze vekira basa or kimin da amar, since it's, we learned before vechalal cheref cherek chalal, so means that this machat is avatumba. Lacha is avatumba the matama adam, right? And matama kelim. So, why does the person become Tameh? Odd became Naamil Tameh. So, why does it say the Yad and the Sakin are Tar? What are you talking about? It should be Tameh. So, to Gemara, Omar Vashi, Zoysemeres, Azorah, Shusharabim, he, Ali Safak, Tumah, Shusharabim. You know what the case here is? You're not sure if your Machat touched the Sakin. The Sakin touched the Machat. You're not sure if your hand touched it. You're not sure. Safak, Tumah, Shusharabim is Tahira, because learn from Saita. Saita Allah is if a isha, we're not sure if she was mezana, she is also to her husband. So that means it's a suffix tuma. We say it's tami vaday, but it has to be similar to Saita. Saita is a case where it's in seclusion. If a lady's mezana, she usually does it in seclusion. Therefore, you only know suffix tuma when it's Shushi Yachin. Another halacha is it has to be dafke someone dastly shal. It has to be a person who you can ask. That's the only time you find Safak Tumah is Asa. But if it's something else, there's no, it's Ein Shal, there's no din Safak Tumah. So Gemara says, Azara of Shurabim, if you have a Safak Tumah Shurabim, call Safak Tumah Shurabim, Sveik Atar. So Gemara makes a Diyak. Harbor Shushi Yachid. That means you tell me, if Rishi Yachid, it will be Sveik Atameh. That means if this Shchita happened in Rishi Yachid, then you would say, even though it's not sure the Saka touched the Machat, but Safak Tumah Yachid is Tameh. That's what you're telling me, right? Right, the Gemara Mechti. You can't ask the Macha what happened. You can't talk. He doesn't have any das. Someone answers, no. Here, since a person is holding the sakin, it has been yesterday das yishol. And that is different already. A sofik tuma that's in the hand of a person, nisholim olaha. Then, it's called the Yesh Midas Yishol, it's Wamshan Rashi, or it means you ask Bezdin if you're Tameh, because that's Taka real Shail already. Afilu Bekli Amunach Agabe Karka Kedosh Yesh Midas Yishol. And even a different case. Let's say you have a case, you have a Keli with a Chala on the floor, and you take a Sheretz and you put it on top of it. A person takes a Sheretz and puts it on top of it. You're not sure if it touched the Chala. Is that called Yesh Midas Yishol? It's also called Yesh Midas Yishol. Even though the Sheretz and the thing are both not objects that can be asked, but since you are holding it, so anytime there's a human intervention involved, it's called Yesh Bedas Yishol. Here also, with the sakin, he's cutting the sakin of the machat, is Yesh Bedas Yishol. So that's what comes out. So I promised you a pesakasha, right? We had here in the Mishnah that says a machat that's found here, the machat makes the basa tameh, but not your dayim and not your sakin. Why not your dayim and sakin? Because we said it's a suffix, right? Now go back to the Gemara. What does it say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Kivi says, Zechinu, Shein Tomis Dayim Bemikdash. What? Ain't that time is a mikdash? It's nothing to do with that. If you want to touch the hood, it became tummy. Here, you're not sure it touched it. What does it mean? It's like, if you touched it, it's tummy the raisa. So that's taka bikasha. The Rishonim talk about it. The Rei Peretz talks about it. But the Ayin Shah, I just wanted to point out the very nice kasha to end off the sugya for Machat.